Next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. Nebraska hosts Rutgers on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Questions are good.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Rob Cassidy, Rivals.com.
Mike, how are you?
Good, good.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, and I've been asking some other coaches in other leagues about this. If you had the power to change one NCAA rule tomorrow and it was just your decision, which one would you kind of change?
Oh, that's it. I think that I would still probably push for moving the umpire. I think the umpire should be, you know, we've got a center judge already, but I just think the umpire enters too much into the football game. I thought that for a long time.
Where do you want to put him?
Well, I wanted to put him back there originally before we added the center judge by on the opposite side of the referee.
All right,
I don't think any of this will happen, but I think
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb Radio, Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Mike, how you doing?
Good, good.
Talk about playing Rutgers this week. What do you guys have to do to beat them? Because I know they're a struggling offense, but they played against Morgan State and they've scored 65 points, but Morgan State hasn't scored any points at all. So what do you see on Phil getting ready for that game?
Well, you know, I think that they play tough physical defense, so we're going to have to handle their front. We've got to find a way to successfully both protect and run the football. They've done a nice job. I think they played a really good physical football game against the Washington Huskies, and I think they're hard to run against, and you've got to do a great job of protection, and then they lock down with pretty tight coverage. So those are the issues there. And then defensively, we've got to be very, very sound. I think the big factor for us right now is limiting explosive plays against these guys.
And talk about your squad. What do you guys have to do to rebound after a tough loss to Northern Illinois this week?
Right, we've really got to find our identity offensively. I don't think we've been good offensively yet this year consistently. Glimpses, good isolated plays, nothing that I would say is like an identity builder.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach. Your boss obviously had some pointed comments after the loss last weekend, and I was just curious, based on your experience and all the different things you've been through in your career, how you handle something like that?
Oh, Jeremiah, I think that those things are, you know, probably... You know, you expect them. You know, Sean and I are close, and so he immediately had told me what he said. I have to agree with him just on every turn. You know, we have to wear that game. We're responsible for it. We certainly have to do better. So all those things are absolutely real of what we got to do, and we all know it.
When there are critique, whether it's of a player or a coach publicly, does it depend on the person, on how they can handle it? And, you know, the person being critiqued, I'm speaking of, that some people can handle that, some can't. Is that kind of how it goes?
Oh, I suppose that's a very individual thing. I think that, you know, when I'm talking about our team, I'm very thoughtful about that question that you just asked. You know, I think that, you know, I've very seldom ever that I can remember single out players or anything like that. So But I do think it's a good question and something that I think just like I said, I think you have to be very thoughtful about it.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune.
Hi, I wanted to go back to what you said about offensive identity. Wondering, you know, what did you hope that would be going into the season? What do you think it can be, or and what adjustments need to be made there to form that?
That's a good question when you're talking about your fourth game, Shannon. You know, I think we had a vision of, you know, being a good run play action team, being balanced in that way, and our big issues are inconsistent run and then protection of the quarterback. So we've kind of failed in both of those areas, and we've got to solidify all that and then be very specific in what we do in the drop back game. You know, we have a good quarterback. We have to protect him by running the football well, running it with different people, and then doing a nice job of both winning and protecting in our passing game.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Bye.